Now, what about the shapes of these?
Well, now, these are all wrong melons.
Oh, they are. Okay. And they're all mostly green, or?
Well, now, that Collector Sweet is a dark green melon, like the big round one.
Okay.
That's the same color as that Texas Giant. And that Georgia Rattlesnake, they call it, that's the one that has the stripes on it, the green stripes. You've seen them, I'm sure.
Oh, I didn't know they were called rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Is that because they're striped like a rattlesnake?
And then there's a plain green one that comes out of Florida that first one comes on the market. Now, I'm trying to think of the name of that, and you know I done forgot it.
Well, if it comes back, tell me later.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it is. I can't help you there. All right. Now, do all of these have pink meat? Or are they different colors?
Yeah, now there's another melon that's kind of like the color of that old Georgia rattlesnake that has a yellow meat in it.
Oh, now what's that called?
I don't know. Now, all I know when I was a kid, we used to just call it a yellow meated watermelon, but it's got a name, but I forgot the name of it.
What's a muskmelon?
A muskmelon, it's practically the same thing as a cantaloupe. It belongs to the cantaloupe family, only it's an oblong melon. And you eat it like you do a cantaloupe, and the inside of it is just like a cantaloupe.
Okay. And that's yellow or green? I forget.
No, it's yellow.
Okay. All right, what do you call those little vegetables that are shaped like umbrellas and they grow in the woods?
Mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Do you know any different kinds?
Mm-mm.
Okay, what about the ones that you can't eat, the poisonous ones?
Toadstools.
All right. Ever heard those called anything else?
No.
All right. If a man has a sore throat and it's swollen, you might say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Swallow.
All right. What are the things that people smoke?
Cigarettes, pipes, cigars.
Okay. Have you ever heard cigarettes called anything else?
let me see. No, I don't believe I have. I've thought of expressions, different expressions about cigarettes.
Like what?
Like for a light of cigarette and say, well, I might as well drive another nail in my coffin, because when you come out of one, said they'd go kill you.
Yeah, I've heard that one, yeah.
But that's about all, I believe.
All right, there were a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano.
Singing.
And if somebody told a funny story, they all be?
Laughed.
Okay. Somebody asks you if you're able to do a certain job, and you say, well, sure, I
can do it.
Okay. Then somebody might say, ask you about another job and say, can you? And you say, well, no, I...
No, I can't do that.
Okay. If you're talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I spent all week long looking for my high school classmates, and it seems they're...
have all died.
All right. Have you ever heard somebody say they've done dead? They're done dead?
Done dead?
Yeah. Seems they're done dead.
Mm-mm. That's...
Or, like, meaning already dead, like there was a traffic accident.
Yeah.
And by the time the ambulance got there, he was done dead.
Already dead.
He done dead. But you wouldn't say done then. Okay. Now, somebody might ask you about another thing. Will you do it? And you say, no, I...
will not.
Or, to make it shorter, no, I won't.
I won't.
All right. Now then, suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, well, I'm not sure, but
I'll try.
Or I might.
I might can do it.
Okay.